Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Mike Eifle is with us, folks. Mike is the CEO of Vindio. He's been with that company since 1999. It's a technology company, and he's either doing something really right or really wrong to be with the same company all that time. But he's here to talk to us about e-commerce, and I'm excited about that because you know how much I love e-commerce. Mike Eifle, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Good to have you here. E-commerce is one of the best things to happen to small business. Now, some small businesses don't feel that way because they feel like it's taking business away from them. But if they would just embrace it, it can actually become a great lever for them, can it?
That's exactly right. I think there's always, some feelings of fear as things change and the world becomes a smaller place in many ways as you can find all types of competing offers out there. But I think those that are effectively using the internet and online commerce and really engaging with their customers using that medium are some of the most successful, and it's a great leveler, as technology often is, and small businesses can never look bigger to that audience than they can now.
Just think about availability, Mike. I mean if you're a retailer, you can't work 24 hours. I don't know any small business retailers who are open 24/7, but if you've got an e-commerce component, there's no key on that door. It's open all the time, isn't it?
That's exactly right.
Make money while you sleep. Somebody once said, if you want to get rich, make money while you sleep, right?
There are people that wake up to a lot of orders to ship the next day from those folks that were shopping the night before.
Well, and just last hour, Doug Barry with the U.S. Commercial Service was on the show talking about a lady who manufactures buildings, the kind you can transport and use for multi-purposes. She makes those buildings. Well, she just recently sold two of them to a man in Russia who may buy more. Well, Russia, they're not awake over there when we're awake.
That's exactly right.
A lot of the time. So you've got to have... You need the ability for folks to be able to find you, obviously, but also, in terms of her building, she wouldn't have e-commerce for that, but she was open for business when he wanted to be there, and if you've got something that can be sold over the internet, why not? And the main thing, Mike, it's not either or; it's both and, isn't it? It's not just traditional or e-commerce; it's both and.
That's exactly right. I think that's a customer that small business wouldn't have had absent the internet. It's hard to find people he would have found somebody local that would have been probably more expensive and not as good. But now you can find people around the world to source products and be able to get sales.
So you recently polled one of your regular annual or semi-annual, I've forgotten, polls on what people think about e-commerce. What'd they tell you?
That's exactly right. We've actually been doing a survey since 2003, and it gives us a lot of interesting trends as it relates to selling across multiple channels and being able to be in front of customers in multiple places. And I think the number one thing that it said to us that was a bit surprising in the backdrop of the overall economy is just how optimistic the audience was about their growth potential, where 84% of our respondents really felt that they were incredibly optimistic about their growth potential. And obviously not as many were pessimistic. So that's definitely indicating the value of the e-commerce component as compared to the backdrop of a challenged economy.
Well, and it's good to see that kind of optimism in the sea of a little bit of pessimism, right?
That's exactly right. And I think that's, a great pocket. And it's really indicative of the growth that we're seeing online of new people coming on and then an increasing number of purchases being made through the online channel.
Right. And also, you know, even though I know that you, in your business, you want people to buy online, just being able to shop online is increasingly a big deal, especially from a mobile standpoint too, isn't it?
That's exactly right. I think that more and more the internet is just more accessible to you at any point in time. And so people are, in often cases, the challenge of the online economy really as it competes against, in some cases, the standard bricks and mortar economy is just that information travels with you. As you open up your phone, you can find out where else things can be bought and really try and think about where to make that purchase on a real-time basis. So
right.
It's a reason that you need to be participating in that part of the economy, because you can be you're definitely going to be competed against in that area, but you can be a participant on the other side as well and really become an expert in a particular field.
One of the things that I have decided, and I've been telling my audience, Mike, is if you're a small business, you might not need a mobile app, but you definitely must have a mobile site, a miniature, compressed, netted out site that conforms to the third screen, the small window of a smartphone. What do you think?
I completely agree with you. I think, and that cuts across whether you're selling products or services, being able to be displayed in a way on a mobile device that makes sense to the people that bring up your site is absolutely critical. And all of the pieces of your information, it even goes through some, you may have some listeners that are restaurateurs as well, and it's a notable space that's, I can never understand the amount of use of sites that just aren't displayed in mobile devices. And if you can't be, if your word can't get out, they're going to find somebody else that day.
Well, and where an app, where developing an app could be a little expensive, developing a mobile site is relatively inexpensive, isn't it?
That's correct. In fact, all of the Vendio sites that we've built, we do it automatically. So mm-hmm. we have a presentation layer that as soon as you create a site with our service, anybody that accesses that through an iPhone right. is going to get a tailored experience.
I want to talk about that. When we come back after these messages, we're going to talk about that. But also, Mike, get ready, because I'm going to ask you what your thoughts are on what seems to be an increasingly emerging internet tax reality for people online. And so we're going to get Mike Eifley to help us with that. He's the CEO of Vendio. And when we come back, we're going to get him to tell us about how does he work? How does his business operate? How can you use it? And does he have any competitors? That, you know, I always make folks like Mike tell us about who else is out there and in their space. So we'll do that after these messages. It's 20 after. Here's Eric to take us out.
To the crossroads, down out on my knees.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.